Bicyclists around the world say they're saddened by the news that international cycling star and U.S. Olympian Lance Armstrong is suffering from testicular cancer. The 25-year-old Texan made the announcement yesterday. The disease most often strikes men between the ages of 20 and 35. Although the cancer has spread to other parts of Armstrong's body, doctors say he has a good chance of recovery. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It is always shocking when a young man or woman is diagnosed with cancer. And although it may not be logical, it seems even more of a surprise when the victim is a world-class athlete like Lance Armstrong. The news of Armstrong's illness has shaken the cycling world, just as it did professional baseball when former Philly first baseman John Crook was diagnosed, and track and field when U.S. Olympic miler Steve Scott was diagnosed, like Armstrong, with testicular cancer. Armstrong's friend and cycling colleague Davis Finney, who himself is an Olympic medalist, says everyone is stunned.
You know, when it strikes somebody so young and so much in the prime, you know, it seems to hit a little bit harder, I think, because someone like Lance carries, you know, he has very broad shoulders because of who he is and what he has done in this sport. And so he carries a lot of hopes and aspirations, you know, not only his own, but his teammates and his sponsors. And really, for a large part, the whole U.S. cycling public. And so, you know, I think that it deals a big blow and to a lot of folks, not just him and not just his family.
Armstrong sought treatment on Wednesday of last week after he began coughing up blood. The next day, doctors removed the malignant testicle and discovered that the cancer had spread into his abdomen and lungs. He now begins 12 weeks of intensive chemotherapy in an attempt to wipe out the residual metastases. Despite the advanced stage of the illness, doctors give Armstrong a 60 to 85% chance of recovery. Dr. Rick Kaplan, who is with the National Cancer Institute, says the treatment of testicular cancer has come a long way since the last decade, when the disease killed its victims often.
He's got a much better chance, and he's got an astronomically better chance than 15 years ago or 20 years ago. He is probably going to be cured, even though this disease has presented at an advanced stage. Most of these tumors can be cured. It's the minority now. No matter how far spread they are, it's the minority that we cannot cure.
The major medical advancements have been in the area of chemotherapy, refining which particular drug combination should be used in each of the cancer's given stages. Doctors now save testicular cancer patients with regularity, even after the cancer spreads through the patient's lymph system. For his part, Armstrong is facing this contest with the same heart that has helped make him one of the world's champion cyclists.
As soon as my wounds heal from the surgery, I'm going to be on the bike. I'm going to be out there next week. You'll see me. The doctors have told me I can ride as much as I want, as much as I feel comfortable with. Of course, I can't do 6 hours like I normally would do, but this isn't going to stop me. And I might have a bald head, and I might not be as fast as I used to go, but I'm going to be out there. And with my morale and my motivation and my team around me, it's unfortunate we have to go through this, but I'm making plans for what I'm going to do 10, 20, 30 years from now already.
Armstrong said that he ignored the first sign of his illness, an enlarged testicle, for months. He says that he hopes to become a spokesman about testicular cancer so that what happened to him doesn't happen to other young men. In Dallas, I'm Wade Goodwin reporting.